sir. We're up and recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
My name is Bill Bryan, and I'm the director of Missouri State Parks, a division of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Well, Mr. Bryan, I understand that we're getting ready for our annual first day hikes. Talk to me a little bit about why this is important.
You know, having a first day hike gives people the opportunity to start the new year off right. You know, a lot of people have resolutions to get healthier, eat better, and we have the opportunity to start the new year out right by taking a first day hike. And we have over 40 hikes that are going to be going on around the state at state parks and historic sites on January 1. They're guided by knowledgeable interpreters. They're free. We're going to provide snacks at a lot of these hikes as well, and some door prizes. But it's an opportunity to just get outside, have a little fun, and maybe start the new year off a little differently.
Well, and we think of hiking more as a summertime activity. So what's different about it in the wintertime? What can we kind of expect to see out on there on some of those trails?
You know, what you will see in the wintertime is a totally different experience. You know, when the leaves are on the trees in the summer, you can get a vantage point that's very different than what you're going to see in the wintertime. When you get out there this time of year, you can see a long way. You'll see things that you might have missed when there were leaves on all the trees. So it's a really great opportunity to maybe see some deer or turkey. If you go to a place like Prairie State Park, you might see bison. That's the main thing I think that you'll notice, is that you get to see the landscape a little bit more clearly when you're hiking this time of year than you do during the summer. Plus, there are no bugs or spiders or snakes or anything like that out there.
Which is always a plus. Absolutely. Now, I know you've got a few hikes in our area, namely Lexington and Knobnoster being two of those. Can you talk a little bit about those locations for me?
Sure. You know, Battle of Lexington State Historic Site is a very interesting place to visit to learn about the battle that happened over 150 years ago there. You can take a look at the Anderson House, and you can walk out on the battlefield. We'll have a hike that meets at the visitor center at 1 o'clock, and take about a quarter mile hike and have the opportunity to learn a little bit about the Civil War battle along the way. So if somebody is interested in history and kind of wondered what happened at the Battle of Lexington, this January 1 is a great opportunity at 1 o'clock to visit the Battle of Lexington State Historic Site, get a little exercise, have some fun, and learn something about our history at Lexington. At Knobnoster State Park, we'll have two hikes on January 1. If you want to get up a little earlier, at 10 o'clock, you can meet at the Visitor Center for a one-mile guided hike on the Buteo Trail. This is a fairly strenuous hike. This is for people who want to get out there and see the woodlands and see some waterways and a little bit of prairie. So it's kind of a mixed bag hike, something interesting around every bend in the trail, but a nice trail and a nice day, a pretty good one-mile walk. That afternoon at 1 o'clock, you can meet at the Visitor Center at Knobnoster State Park for a two-mile hike on the Hawk's Nest Trail. This is also moderately strenuous, and you'll encounter open woodlands and prairie, a little bit of everything on that hike as well. And we'll have a naturalist on both of those hikes to help you discover some of the park's treasures.
Very good. And in this day of technology and, you know, so much of us, we spend time indoors and we're connected all of the time. How relevant and important are Missouri State Parks right now?
They are more important than ever. We did a survey a couple of years ago, and more than 90% of Missourians believe that spending time outdoors makes you happier and healthier. And it's not just Missourians who believe that, but the medical profession is completing study after study that suggests that spending time outdoors is important. And it does indeed make us happier and healthier. So providing opportunities like this with a first day hike where you have the chance to get outdoors and be happier and healthier, and not only do it with your friends or your family or even your community, but you'll be doing something with Missourians all over the state at the same time, and there will be first day hikes in state parks in all 50 states. on January 1. So it'll be a national effort, and you can be part of something really big, getting outdoors and enjoying a happy and healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and as a runner myself, I couldn't agree more with you. So, well, Mr. Bryan, I believe there's a list out there, and I'll connect that to our website, put a link on
That's
our
great.
Website to
Just
that.
Just go to moststateparks.com and learn more.
All right, happy to do that. Anything else you would like to add, sir? Anything we've missed?
What I will say is you can find out more information about events coming up, including first-day hikes, at a state park or historic site near you at our website at moststateparks.com. And remember, you're always welcome in Missouri State Parks.
Very good.